Spending a little time this morning on a one-on-one with Dee from Wheezy's Cafe, downtown Bartlesville. I can drive right to it, but I'm not sure I know the street address. Dee, where are you at?
328 South Dewey.
Okay. I mean, you've been there for seemingly forever.
23 years,
Gordon. That's a long time to be in one location, serving food to people 6 days, no, 7 days a week.
Yes, 7 days.
Just first of all, and I said it off the air, I want to pass this along to you publicly. I know you cater events large and small. My first taste of your catering food was at the Boys and Girls Club event last month. It was great.
Oh, great to hear that. We were a little bit nervous about it because we had ventured into an area where we were, it was the product, it was the amount of people, 300 to 400 people.
Yeah.
But it turned out really well, and we planned it good, and it came out well.
Well, thank you very much for being there and being part of our community. Dining out, I know you serve a great breakfast. I eat there when I can because I'm on the air for breakfast time most of the time. I've been there for lunch a number of times, and you do a special every day.
A special every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. To be quite quick with it, it's Tuesday's meatloaf, Wednesday's ham and beans, cornbread, Thursday's chicken noodles, homemade hot roast. Friday's our catfish day, which is very, very popular.
Yeah, as it is for me. I enjoy the traditional fish on Friday, and it's kind of the way I grew up, and I look forward to Fridays with fish frequently.
And on that note, may I say, we are adding some new things to our specials.
Okay.
I've been piddling with smoking for 4 or 5 years now, and I just did a catering job up in Dewey for the Cattlemen's, and a brisket and pulled pork, and it received really well. So we're going to add that in on our daily product, and then also a smoked chicken that's really, really good.
That's great. People downtown, you're open early in the morning. You serve breakfast till I believe it's 11.
Yes.
And then right there, I mean, it's a quick transition. You're ready for lunchtime and take people through the noon hour.
Yes. And one of our noon hour traditions is that we basically all of our products are of high quality, and they all seem to do quite well. But we're adding to the noon hour. As far as specials go, we're trying to make everybody right now this time of year after taxes coming up and all that, we're trying to figure out a way to get that product down a little bit cheaper so for them, and that will happen. In fact, and even breakfast, some of our breakfast specials are $3.99. And in the regular sausage breakfast and bacon is going to be around $5. So that's pretty reasonable.
That is great. And with the great service that you and your staff provide, coffee cup's always full.
Yes, yes. they have done a great job of that. We're really proud of our servers. And we've taken the approach to treat our serving as we treat our food, and that's with extreme concentration, because it's the only thing that really makes the two go together.
And I'm going to be positive till I find out otherwise with the tax cut that people should feel in their February paychecks. That means they're going to have more money to spend going out to eat.
Surely hope so. I really do. I'm praying for these people all day, including myself, that those things happen. And if it does, then that's great.
Well, it does good things for our community, whether they're, I hope they eat with you, but as long as they're eating out, it's good for the community.
We have such a, oh my God, I live here all my life. I'm 75 years old. I was with Phillips for 35 years, and I'm with Wheezy's the other 22 or 23 years. And it's just been an enlightening thing that's happened to me, and I'm so proud to be a part of that.
Well, as far as people going out to eat, I know you talk to your customers, you hear what they have to say, and apparently with the changes on smoking and things, you're trying to bring new things to the menu all the time.
We're always reinnovating. We don't want to change who we are or what we do by any means, but we want people or customers to suggest to us. We're doing a lot more online advertisement too, which is Everybody knows, everybody's got a phone in their hand nowadays. And so maybe we could reach people that way, also through you people. You people do a really good job of creating advertisement for us, and we appreciate it.
Well, and that's nice that people can go to the website and check the Wheezy's menu of what's for lunch for the day.
That's true. And like I said, we're working extremely hard to try to put different things out there, salads, different items, such as the pulled pork and the smoked chicken.
when it comes to people going out to lunch or breakfast, either one, I guess, does it vary with the seasons, or are things pretty much stable 12 months out of the year?
No, they're not stable, I would say, 12 months out of the year. When beginning the New Year's, your slow times, mm-hmm. and because of Christmas, everybody's thinking about Christmas and family and that type of thing, and it will pick back up, and then the income tax thing usually has has some part to play in it, but most of the year is fairly well.
Well, that's good. I know that people need to know what you're serving, because sometimes our choice, we're going out for lunch, but where are we going? Sometimes it's an impulse buy, and we need to get Wheezy's in front of people's ears this time of year.
Right. We're starting coming up with a hot hamburger special, and that's going to be good too. It's my mother was started with my Uncle Murphy in 1946, and so I am a part of that too. And we're wanting to put that hot hamburger out there at a lower price too, so we're going to do that.
Well, that first name has a significance in this community with the hot hamburger.
Over 70 years, you know, that 1946, it was my mom and him in a dishwasher, and look how it's transpired over the years.
Well, it is, and I think that name says what the dish is in Northeast Oklahoma.
My mom and my Uncle Murph were very extremely particular about what they ate, and my Uncle Murph always told me that he wouldn't serve anybody anything that he wouldn't eat, so he was pretty picky.
Yeah, and I, you and I have talked before, you are too. You're, yes. You're there tasting what the customer's tasting.
Yes, and you know, we're human. Sometimes we mess up, and we try to correct that as quickly as possible. We rely on our customers to be honest with us, and if there is a problem, be sure tell us so we can fix it.
And I've been to restaurants that the owner, manager, or somebody is going to come along and say, you know, how was your meal? And sometimes I think it's just a routine exercise. They're really not interested.
It's all a format. It's done. My son was in managed Olive Garden for years. It's they already have it all scripted and everything. And ours is a little more, I don't want to say more honest, but more down to earth and trying to be have a friendship with our customer.
Well, I mean, I just hear it as you really want to know, you know?
That's right.
Yeah. And if there's a problem, then you can't fix a problem you don't know about.
That's right. That is so important, because not to say that we've had a lot. We have very few, but it really helps us when that happens.
Well, I think, you know, any business, no matter what their product or service is, to me, when they acknowledge that it's run by human beings, stuff happens.
Yeah, and I want to say one thing, too, before we wind up here. I want all of our patrons to know that how appreciative we, Louise and I, are of them, and how much it means to us. It's not just about the business. It's about the friendship and family, making friends. We've got pictures all over the wall of people who come in, and it's just you don't know what it's like until you've done it. It's an enlightening experience. And again, I want to thank those people for doing that. And I want to tell everybody, if you're out there and you're trying to save some money, come down, suggest things to us. We're open to all kinds of suggestions, and we're trying to get you the best price ever out there on your meals.
Well, when you're dining with D and Wheezy, you're dining with family.
That's right. That's right.
Well, it's good to talk to you. I want to make sure that we give it ample time and ample coverage. You've got daily specials. You serve a great breakfast. Again, the coffee cup is always full. Those are the things I think of about Wheezy's. And Dee wants to hear what you want to hear.
Yes, and by the way, we do have a new special. It's one that's for Hungry Jack.
Oh.
It's huge. It's a, you know, it's a $10.99, but it's like two people could split it very easily. So we brought that to the menu, and then we're also bringing a spinach omelet to the menu.
Oh, I like those.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll have to have Phil do noon the 7 o'clock news someday so I can run down there and have breakfast for
you. Yes.
Dee, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Wheezy's downtown Bartlesville, you open what time in the morning?
6 on Monday through Friday, 6:30 on Saturday and Sunday.
And then you change over to lunch at 11. And you're there through 1:30?
Only breakfast on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Wheezy's, downtown Bartlesville. Stop by and say hi to Dee. Tell him you heard it on 1400 K1.